But it takes to get the best boiled egg, your egg should be at least a week or so old. A fresh egg don't boil as good as an older egg does. You can't peel them as good. You can take when you boil an egg, you're supposed to let it cool off, or you can't peel that hull off and it just all break off. But you can cool it, egg cool. Peel off pretty good.
When you cook greens, you put some, what do you call that, salt or sugar cured meat you might put in with your greens?
Bacon. Bacon. Ham hocks.
They have a lot of fat on them.
You're beginning to make me hungry, boy.
Yeah. I'm not too hungry, really. I appreciate your offering.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you.
I have too.
I don't know if you're an FBI man or anything. I don't think I've said anything to
No, you had. I told you, you don't got to worry about me. I hope you don't.
I ain't worried about you. What's the name of the college that's going to write this book?
Tell me what you did when you killed the hogs.
Well, people back, way back when I was a boy, had them in the woods or in the swamp. They keep them mostly in the swamp, around where there's acorns, or mast of any kind, you know.
Yes.
Out in the woods where there's pine trees, and pine burrs have got a mass that seed in the pine burr. Oak trees, you got acorns. And there's several different kind of trees that they have nuts on them, and you'll see them. You can follow hogs in the woods or in the swamp, they'll have a path.
They make a mass, don't they?
Make a mass.
Excuse me for talking my mouth full.
You can follow them. Usually have an old hog dog who trail them just like trailing a rabbit or anything.
Yes.
Regular hog dogs. You'll find them around where there's something for them to eat. Sometimes they may be around them, bog, picking up crawfish. Something like that, you know.
Big crawfish?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you kill them, what would you do with the meat?
Well, you go in the swamp and get that hog. A lot of people would go in there and take the gun and shoot him down right there. Maybe hook him to the pommel of his saddle and drag him out, but most of them, they would catch the hog, bring him out to the police, and put him in a stable or stall, build a pig pen, pig style, you know, pen, put him in there and feed him corn to make his flesh firm, harden him up. He better to eat. I remember one of my old uncles, old man Bode Pierce. He always had a bunch of hogs and a bunch of cows. He always carried a croaker sack on his back full of nubbins. You know what a nubbin is? That's a little short nubbin of corn with the shuck on it. If he come to where there was some hogs, he'd get one of them nubbins out and shed it a little bit and sprinkle it out there and talk to them hogs.